Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're talking this week about being busy. Now, if you think about a major contributor to your busyness in life, it's technology. We can't get away from our smartphones, emails, text messages. And when we talk about work, it's a constant tether to the office. What happens is often is we never escape work. And just not being in the office is one thing, but you need the downtime mentally to have that balance that we were talking about earlier in the week. Managers are often expectant of immediate responses to text, emails, phone calls after hours. And I would suggest that if you're a manager, do what you can to provide people the space and the recovery time they need. The worst thing you can do is burn people out. We talked about workaholics yesterday. But you can create that as a manager. Even if they don't come in as workaholics, you can make them that by never letting them get a break from work. And if you're an employee, find subtle but some maybe tactful ways to let your manager know that you're not going to be monitoring your devices. And let them know that the reason is because you're planning to spend some quality time with your family, you're doing something with your friends, or you're going to be engaged in an activity that you really enjoy doing. I know this is a fine line here, but the way you can start is on vacation. You can go on vacation, if you're on your next vacation, let people know that you're not going to be checking in. And if you choose to do it or don't choose to do it, that's your call. But let people know that if there's an emergency, give them a contact method to get you. Give me a phone call, send me a text message. But don't go on vacation and incessantly read emails, because then it's not a vacation. Vacations are meant to recharge your batteries. And getting away from work from time to time, in the evenings, on weekends, whatever time off you have, use some of that time to recharge batteries. Now, I'm not suggesting that you never check voicemails. I'm not suggesting that you don't ever check emails after hours. If you're waiting for something important, that's a reason to do it. But just to be compulsive about checking emails constantly from a work perspective at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, there's no good in doing that. Yeah, you respond. Yeah, people think you work hard. Absolutely. But in the end, what they're going to want from you is longevity. What they're going to want for you is to do a great job and stay for a long period of time and maybe even spend your career with them. That's what great companies and great employers are looking for. So do what you can to maintain your sense of balance. If you know someone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. And if you're on iTunes, the one request I have is hit the subscribe button, and I'd really appreciate it if you'd give me a review. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about another aspect of being busy. It's the inability to say no at work. For today, I just want you to think about the technology that you have and think about the balance that you need in life and find a way to literally balance out that time when you're involved in technology and checking voicemail and emails and spending time away, doing leisure activities, being with your family, or just being present in whatever it is that you're doing.